Brandon Page, CRDF. I'm the Field Trial Administrator and Research Coordinator.
Jim.
Yeah, CRDF, Project Consultants.
Jim Graham, that is. We had a rootstock field day here in Highlands County. Who wants to give me a little overview of what's going on, Brandon?
So we have a planting here that's a part of a larger trial. We have three sites where we're comparing six different rootstocks, UFR 2, 3, 4, 16, US 942, and US 812, against a commercially known rootstock. All the trees have the same commercial Valencia Scion on top. The site we're at today has 35 plots with 144 trees per plot. And within that 144 trees, we sample a subplot of 64 trees. In our sampling and evaluations, we're looking at canopy volume, trunk cross-sectional area, DI ratings, and of course yield and fruit quality.
What would you pick if you were going to pick one or two of these?
Well, you know, we're really comparing apples and oranges, no pun intended. What we have are rootstocks from USDA that have a lot of track record of evaluation going back a decade versus those that were picked 3 years ago of UFR series, that don't have that track record in terms of being evaluated. So they were picked 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and that's what was decided by CRDF to put in these trials. So it really is the one that has the most evaluation history that you want to go with, and that would be the USDA rootstocks that Kim Bowman had for these, you know, had developed for these for this and was evaluating this trial versus those that were the current front runners from the UFR series at the time, 2, 3, and 4. And 16.
I heard some growers and some other UF folks, a few of them leaning to 942. Does that one appeal to you, US 942?
I think it, in a given site, it would look that way, but look at all three of these trials. They've been strategically located in the Central Ridge, Southern Ridge, and then down in Felda in the Flatwoods. So look at all three sites when you make that decision. And, of course, where you're planting these trees ultimately will decide maybe one over another in terms of what rootstock you choose. So use that information from these three trials that is being developed. I might just also caution anyone that trials that are at this stage, year three, in terms of data collection is one thing, but long-term evaluation and performance, as I said, for the USDA rootstocks is what you really need to make the final decision, I think, as a grower, trying to change rootstocks from standard historical rootstocks.
Of course, growers all need to make some decisions now as trees go out, so kind of a dilemma for them, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Rootstocks are a gamble. I mean, they've always been that way. That's why we don't have very many changes historically in rootstock use in Florida. We could talk about that history, but about every decade, a new rootstock would emerge as the top rootstock to be in use, and that was Swingle most recently, and now that is maybe coming up as a lesser rootstock, and then you look for options like the newer rootstocks from USDA.
Brandon, I think there were about 60 growers and nurserymen here today. What did you hear from them? Were they, did they get some good information to take home?
I believe they did. A lot of the growers and nurserymen and all of our attendees were aware of the different plots that they were in, and they were able to find their way around the field trial effectively. Listening to their comments afterwards, that they most of them did pick out some winners that they would probably try in their own plantings if given the opportunity. I know that there are some seed source issues for some of these rootstocks. Getting past that, if you can, for some of these rootstocks, mainly the USDA rootstocks, given the opportunity for seed propagated trees, I think a lot of the growers would be very likely to implement those given the chance. Trying to pick a clear winner is tough. You know, the conventional wisdom is you put the right rootstock in the right place. And so the idea out of all these trials, all three sites and this one today, is hopefully from the data that's been collected and analyzed, the growers and nurserymen, all the attendees coming out here making their own observations, we've got a lot of information there to look at that they can put all that together, make a better informed decision about what might fit well in their production system and move forward with it instead of making the decision with a lesser amount of information.
And that's a good point. Jim made that as well, that we've got the trials going in different places. That's all my questions. Anything either or both of you would like to add?
Well, just that CRDF is very committed to rootstock trials in all ways, not just their own trials, but the trials being conducted by IFAS and USDA. We're very interested in their performance, the performance of these rootstocks in their trials. So this is a major collaborative effort between CRDF and the rootstock improvement groups in Florida.
Brandon?
I'd just again like to express my thanks to our grower cooperators who host these trials and put the time and money into maintaining these so we can have these sort of field days where growers from all over the state can come out and make their own observations on these new rootstocks and hopefully improve their own growing conditions and business.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.